This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, the big talking point for the day is the big windfall gain that the government might get to enjoy as the RBI has decided to transfer 1.76 lakh crore rupees into the kitty of the government. Now, do remember this includes the interim dividend as well as the surplus and provision. But the fact of the matter is that this number is much higher than what we saw last year. In fact, this number is higher than what the government itself budgeted for in the revenue budget. In fact, Credit Suisse says that the transfer of around 58,000 crore is higher than the budgeted number, and that forms around 0.3% of the GDP. So this is a sizable uptick coming in for the government. Apart from that, this would also, you know, take away the worries that the market has in terms of the fiscal deficit. Now, because of the economic slowdown, large part of the street was believing that the government might not be able to meet its tax revenue targets, and now this would help to offset all of that weakness. So good news coming in for the government as well as the Indian markets, and we'll watch out for the money markets in trade today as well, because the bond yields are expected to move to the level of around 6.35. Apart from that, the markets yesterday itself saw quite a bit of rally. The Nifty managed to reclaim that 11,000 mark. Remember last week we were hovering around that 10,800 mark, so there was quite a bit of recovery in the last couple of days. Yesterday, the financials were the one that led the rally. In fact, the Nifty Bank and the Nifty PSU added around 3% in trade yesterday. HDFC Twins itself added around 45,000 crores to their market cap. On the flip side, metal names and Reliance were coming under a bit of pressure. However, having said that, it was a very volatile day of trade because we saw huge range in the market. So the Nifty Bank, for example, moved around 1100 points from the day's low. The mid cap as well as Nifty saw a move of over 300 points from the day's low. So it continues to be very choppy. However, in trade today, not only the domestic cues are positive, we have positive cues coming in from the globe as well. The US market ended around 1% higher. Of course, the trade, you know, tensions continue, and there is this tug of war between US and China. There is this constant to and fro whether there was a phone call or there wasn't a phone call. But the large part of the street is agreeing to the fact that perhaps both of these countries will be back on the negotiation table, and that's the key positive. And you can see all that reaction in the Asian markets today as well, which are trading around 1% higher. In fact, the SGX Nifty itself is suggesting that we might start off the day around that 11,100 mark. So all cues look positive. The only dampener coming in is from the IT space, because it looks like the IT space might come under a bit of pressure. There's a Credit Suisse note talking about how the growth estimates might have to be cut down. For TCS, there is a specific report talking about how the US court has started a fresh trial in the discrimination case, as well as for Infosys, that support of buyback will go away, because now the buyback is complete and they have managed to buy back around 8,300 crore worth of equity from the market. So let's see whether, you know, that support is off and the stock is weak in sentiment in trade today. But apart from that, the global cues look positive and it will be a lot macro driven today. This is Anisha Jain for CNBC TV 18 signing off in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a very exciting trading day.